Amiga, if you have ever experienced betrayal, you know how hard it is to navigate a season like that. It really leaves you confused, hurt, and really asking a lot of questions that sometimes go unanswered. And it is no walk in the park. If you've ever experienced betrayal or you are currently in that season, you don't want to miss this cafecito chat. I have Hilsa Fort Martinez joining me for a conversation about betrayal. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist, a speaker and writer with over 25 years of experience, specializing in life transitions, family therapy, and women's issues. She is the founder and CEO of Resolution Counseling Center, a private practice in Miami, Florida, where she's helped hundreds of individuals, couples, and families rediscover and create paths of resolution that have turned their lives around. Today, Hilsa joins me to talk about betrayal and her unique method to helping women navigate this journey. She also talks about really what happens as someone is processing betrayal, and it is truly an insightful conversation that is not only going to empower you, but truly help you look at betrayal from a new perspective. So I hope that you enjoy this cafecito chat and that you share it with your amigas because something powerful truly happens when we lift each other up. And to find out more about Hilsa, you can go to Instagram at Tough Love Healer and you can find all of her information in the show notes. God bless you.
Hey, amiga, welcome to the Fearless Mujer podcast. I'm Micaela, a mother, published author, speaker, storyteller at heart, and a Chicana who loves Jesus and her cafecito. I'm a mujer who believes that every heart is worth healing. It's why I pour into the mission of helping mujeres create strategies to life's hurdles and setbacks, because I believe that every setback is just a stepping stone to something greater. Trust me, I've lived it. And I also believe that every mujer has a story worth telling. It's why I teach and coach women to build and share their story through podcasting. So what is the Fearless Mujer? It's a space created for the girl who has ever felt rejected, alone, misunderstood, judged, and without a seat at the table. It's a space for the girl who is ready to renew her mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve her, and who's ready to step out of fear, stop caring what people think, and for the girl who's ready to fearlessly pursue the dreams God has put on her heart. So girl, I invite you to join me for real and raw conversations with mujeres who are no longer holding back. Grab your cafecito, hermosa, and let's do this. Welcome back to another episode, Fearless Mujeres. So excited to have you join me and my special guest today for another cafecito chat. Girsa, thank you so much for sharing your time with me and coming to the podcast again. This is your second time here. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thank you so much, Micaela. I love talking with you, and I appreciate your inviting me back. As you said, my name is Hilsa Fort Martinez, and I am a marriage and family therapist. I've worked with couples and families for, over 25 years at this point. I'm based out of Miami, Florida. With this whole wonderful digital explosion, we can talk all over the place at this point, right? And I focused most of my work on working with women and really helping women through a lot of the different life transitions, right? The things that life throws at us at different curves. And I've worked with couples, really helping them to co-create their stories, you know, really connecting and reconnecting again through all of life's transitions. But in the last few years, I've really turned my attention specifically to working with women and women who are struggling with the pain, the loss of betrayal that happens in betrayal. Usually, right, it's in romantic relationships, but you know, Micaela, betrayal can happen across all kinds of relationships. Betrayal is a broken promise. So whenever an agreement we think, and then our expectations don't happen. So my focus has been on really working with women, helping them to really kind of survive and thrive, as the saying goes. So I'm excited.
Thank you. And I love just the way that you share your information, right? The way that you show up, I guess, online. It's so authentic, right? It's in such a way that you're able to, I think, really reach the heart of people, at least, you know, from what I can see. And I think betrayal is one of those topics that, like, we'd rather not talk about, right? And I always say, like, this podcast is where we talk about the hard things that, like, you know, that your favorite tia or your abuelita kind of corners you, like, hey, we're going to talk about this, right? And I think that we need to gently, I guess, nudge people to talk about those things, because who really wants to talk about betrayal, you know? And I can just resonate so much with what you're saying about it's not always in a romantic relationship, right? Sometimes it's the people you least expect that you're like, whoa, like, you were supposed to be there for me. Like, we were, right? And it just makes it even more difficult. And I think that, oh, it's one of those things that it can be so triggering. It can make a woman lose herself. You know, we're talking about women specifically. Mm-hmm. And I think that, man, how do you come back from that? You know, so I do want to just say heads up to the listeners. This might be a topic that might trigger you. Maybe you're driving. Maybe you already had a bad day, right? And maybe this topic might just be something that you have to come back to. And that's okay, right? Or maybe you need some tissue. Wherever the conversation goes, thank you for just, you know, being here and being transparent. So I have a question for you, and, you know, I'll just kind of start with it. What do you think really happens internally when a woman experiences betrayal? Like, can you kind of take us through beginning to, like, kind of, because I know there's, like, stages of grieving, right? So just, like, in your professional opinion.
You know, the process, like you said, of grieving is a unique one, but there are certain parameters that you can very often look for and kind of, to a certain extent, anticipate, right? First and foremost, we have a tidal wave, Micaela. You know, there's just a tidal wave of emotions. There's all kinds of things that happen at the same time, shock and disbelief and hurt and anger and sadness. And it all hits us at once. So I think it's just this overwhelm. For most of us, in the situations of betrayal, even if you kind of had a little bit of an inkling or something, like your womanly wisdom was perked up and saying something's not right here, it's still an impact. Because, you know, as you were saying, you're supposed to have my back, or I thought you, you know. So I think that what happens internally is this whole kind of tidal wave. And you know how a wave is, right? I mean, sorry, I use the wave thing since I'm down here, you know, in my hand, right? But the whole idea of the wave, right, is how you can be standing in the sand and you think you're on relatively solid ground, but the wave just hits you and shakes you, throws you, sometimes knocks you down. Okay. And so all of these things are happening at the same time, and all the questions that come up and that pop up happen. How could this happen? Why did this happen? What did I do? Should I stay? Should I go? It's just a variety of things that really can throw somebody to the ground. But at the very least, you're shaken. You're shaken to your core. Wow. You know, it's devastating.
Yeah. And I think that you said all these questions, right, that come to mind. I think in my own experience, and just, you know, other women that I've talked to, it's almost like your worth gets attacked. Whatever the case may have been, right? You just start to feel like I'm just not good enough, right? Or I'm just not lovable enough, or you're just not enough of something, right? And I think that that once that begins to happen, I really believe, just in my own experience, that your wounds that you have already, like, maybe from childhood, it's just such a big trigger, right? Where you're right. Like, what happened? And I'll be very honest with you. My initial experience with betrayal was, I'll kind of just give you like the short version, right, of the story. But it was being little, like maybe 5, 6 years old, and seeing someone in my family find out, you know, that adultery had happened, and this person completely lost themselves. Like, you know, rage, revenge, doing things out of character. I mean, they lost themselves. And and I just remember as a little girl, the way that I processed what I was seeing, because this person was saying, like, I'm gonna kill myself. I'm like, just, you know, very traumatic, right? For a little kid. I just remember being little and saying, like, when I grow up, I'm never gonna want to kill myself over a man. Like, so it's even crazy, right? Like, from the lens of a child, how betrayal is viewed.
Right.
Right. And so I think that it's so crazy, because some people can be like, okay, well, whatever, life goes on. Mm-hmm. And some people can be like, oh, life is over, right? My world is shattered, which is understandable. Mm-hmm. But I think in both instances, it really becomes a matter of like, okay, how do I move past this?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. How do I really believe that there has to be something that you grasp onto as like, there is more out there. So what do you feel though, as like a woman is processing this, what do you feel might be the hardest thing for her to actually process, so that she can, maybe she's crying on the floor, right? And be like, all right, life goes on. What do you think is the hardest thing in that instance?
Well, I always want to preface it by reminding ourselves that everybody is unique, right? And the way that we process is going to be unique. Therefore, there isn't a right or a wrong. What have I seen in my experience of working with women, as well as in my own experiences with betrayal, right? Because as you said, most of us have had some experience with we thought something was one way and then it's not, and we're surprised, right? Somebody said something and the expectation didn't turn out. That's the essence of what a betrayal is, right? Because if something changes and we have a conversation about the change, then there isn't the betrayal, right? The betrayal happens in the secret, or in the deceiving, or the lying, right? So I think that the hardest process for a lot of women that I come in contact with is that sense of self that you're talking about. Like, what the heck did I do here? What did I do wrong? What was my, you know, piece in all of this? So it creates a great deal of self-doubt. Okay. To me, very often, that's the hardest part to process, because we have sadness, we have anger, we have the shock, we have the disappointment. Some, like you said, people go from the revenge to, you know, the forgiveness. But at the core, what we're talking about is that sense of self, the self-worth, as you were saying. What did I do to create this? Why am I not X, lovable, as you said, or whatever? So I really think it's the sense of self that gets most impacted, and that we struggle, that each person then has to sort out, okay, what is going to be the steps towards, you know, towards the light, as I call it, you know, because this is darkness, right? You're like at the bottom of the well, and you're facing down, and your face is in the mud. Mm-hmm. And what's it going to take for us to at least flip over and be, you know, looking up, even if we're still way down there and we're lying on our back, right? Yeah. It really is. The journey for me is about, right, recreating that self-trust, that confidence in yourself, that the rebuilding of trust first with yourself before you could do anything else with anybody else. Yeah. You know?
Wow. That is so true. And I think that's exactly what it is, right? But in the moment, I don't think anyone's really processing like I'm gonna see the other side of this, right? Or even Absolutely. Understanding like I'm losing myself, or I'm my self-worth, right? It's right. not 100%. So I would say, like, even in those cases, right? How I would say, just right, I'm not a therapist, but how do you even find a little piece of yourself? Because I feel that this spark kind of goes out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Your spark is totally gone. Like you're talking about the core of who you are, because I think betrayal is one of those things where like it literally stabs you at the core of who you mm-hmm. are, right?
Right.
So
right.
I know that you have a unique method to kind of how you help women walk through this, but let's just say for the listener who maybe is experiencing betrayal to whatever mm-hmm. capacity, what would you say is one thing that woman listening could do to just for a moment, even if it's just 5 minutes, she can just feel like I'm going to be okay?
Well, I think that two things. One is the allowing of yourself to just kind of feel what you feel, to put them all into the category of this is normal. This is a significant event that's happened. And so what I feel from A to Z, all of it is normal. Because, you know, we feel really kind of crazy in these kind of things, and we feel really damaged. Mm-hmm. So if we could just move to the category of this is normal, and I'm going to feel what I'm going to feel for the moment. The second piece to that, or the piece that goes hand in hand, is there are people that you can trust. Usually we have somebody in our life that we can trust, a friend, a family, a coworker. Trust has been, you know, really shaken here, but usually we have somebody. And I encourage then women to step into and really lean into their tribe, their community, you know, tell somebody what has happened. Because the shame and the anger and the self-doubt sometimes keeps us suffering in silence, right? And so I would say to somebody, talk to somebody, let them know, have somebody be at least with you in that holding of space while you, as you said, are crying, you know, on the bathroom floor. Yes. Okay. So, because this is a process, it isn't something that you're going to, you know, work through in a moment. And it is, and we usually do better in community, you know, yeah. trustworthy community, right? People that you know, whatever that community is. If, like I said, if there is family, if you have a spiritual community that supports you, whatever that is, but to be able to step into, oh man, look what's happened here. Look what's happened to me. And allow people to kind of hold you for the moment, whether physically or, you know, metaphorically.
That is so good and so true. I think that when you have that space, mm-hmm. I also hear you saying, like, giving yourself grace, like, I'm going to feel this.
Yeah.
And I always say, right, before you can even heal, like, you have to, it's ugly.
It's ugly.
It's ugly.
It's ugly. Right.
And I laugh because, you know, I think that life will take you through different moments where you think you've healed from something. And then you're like, oh, you know, this whole thing that happened just really triggered whatever it is in me. So I do have a question for you. Would you say that, I'm just kind of thinking of maybe like that little girl that never really felt safe. Maybe she was betrayed, right, by people that, I guess, her immediate family, her. Mm-hmm. So would you say that as a child, if you already have a distorted view of betrayal, how does that affect you later in like the coping process when you encounter things like this as an adult?
I mean, that's a great question, Mikaela, because as you said, most of us don't like live in a vacuum. You know, we have a context. And that's why after 25 years of working with people, I still enjoy what I do. And what I mean by enjoy is that I can see the satisfaction of people kind of connecting the dots. Mm-hmm. Because when you have a history of those kinds of disappointments, those kinds of moments of betrayal, certainly if they happened in our families, it's almost like we think, well, you know, what the heck, it's going to happen again anyway. And we almost predispose ourselves to it. So there, that's like, that could be a whole other conversation, right, you know, between right. you and I. But just in general, your original story is going to continue to play out in your life until you kind of really are willing to take a look at your story. Mm-hmm. And I know that's kind of a roundabout way of answering, but that is kind of one of the end goals of doing counseling or doing therapy. Yeah. Is, you know, when you look at yourself in the mirror and you don't like what you see, it's exploring all of those areas to get to the point, like you said, with grace and compassion for yourself, that you can get to a place of, you know, more acceptance, more confidence, and so forth. And it becomes a huge piece when you're betrayed as an adult after having been betrayed as a child. You know, the explosion could be even bigger, and or you almost are, oh, there it is. Mm-hmm. I knew it. And so that could sink you into like a little deeper in that well or in that abyss that we were talking about.
Wow. So your narrative is very important. Well, that is so true and so good. I think when you really see like the power of like your story, right? Because I think that as you're on your life journey, that's your story. That's part mm-hmm. of your journey. And I always like to think that even the most painful things that you can possibly go through, you can still turn that around and use that to help somebody else. You know, I think that, you know, just as a woman of faith, I think that God doesn't waste anything when we go through things. It's like, okay, now you have the authority to talk about that. And it's not mm-hmm. always a good feeling, right? Mm-hmm. It's not always right. Like, I wish I hadn't gone through things that I went through, but I know that it's been the place where, hey, I can effortlessly talk about this and actually help people overcome. Because again, I think, and here's my own personal opinion. I would rather have someone help me who can tell me I went through something similar and I survived. I came out on the other side versus someone right. who maybe they have the knowledge, maybe they can help me, but they haven't really experienced something similar. And I think most people are that way. I think it's that kind of trust, right? That connection. Mm-hmm. So Kinza, can you tell us, like, in your practice, what, let's just say, like, I'm a woman and I come in and I'm like, oh, my boyfriend just cheated on me. Like, this is so bad. How would you take me through your unique method that you have to just kind of work through this?
Well, you know, Mikaela, when you come into my office like that, you know, it is really my two main goals when you first walk into my office is to create some psychological safety, right? To really allow you to be in a place where you're talking to somebody you don't know, and yet it can be something that could be safe and comforting, right? And the other piece of that is to be able to create some hope, okay? We don't know how, we don't know when, but we know we're going to be able to get to whatever the, you know, end of the tunnel looks like for you. Okay. So in my 25 years of working with women, what I've realized that is that I've kind of created a framework or some parameters of how to really help people, but I have really, you know, I'm working mostly with women, of how telling your story, reconnecting or connecting your story to all of your story, right? And how that process can be the part that has to do with your healing, the connecting of your dots, right? In my own experience, as you were saying, I was betrayed in my first marriage, okay? And I spent the first week and a half catatonic, really not being able to move and not recognizing. And then when I'm starting to come out of it, really recognizing like, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to be helping people. How can I help people to work on themselves and on their relationship when my life just blew up, right? And part of my process was, as I said, I leaned into my tribe, my friends, my family. My mother was a huge source of, you know, yes, you can mm-hmm. kind of focus, and really started that idea of connecting what had happened to me to my own story of where I come from and how I grew up. And so throughout all of that process, I kind of came up with this framework that I call the four R's. And they are tools. They are tools to help you be able to share your story with me in a way that you would feel safe, in order to be able to connect those dots for yourself, and then eventually be able to look at all of the feelings, which is the grieving part that you were talking about, and then get to the place where we have to tackle forgiveness. And that's always a challenge for us. And so my four R's are the foundational tools to kind of walk us through that path. Like you said, the path that is very, usually very painful, whether it's mad or sad. And my four R's are, the first one is rest, then reflect, then reset, and then reengage. And to a certain extent, they go in order, although the first two of rest and reflect is the core, right? I start with rest because it's crucial, right? And we are in a society, particularly American society, in which resting is equated to laziness or unproductive or, you know, depression or like just wrong. And yeah. So for me, resting though is crucial. Like you have to be able to allow mind, body, and soul to have a little bit of a pause, a little bit of a slowing down when you've just been hit by a tidal wave. Mm. You know, yes, we have to get up so that we don't drown, right, in the ocean, but you also have to like scoot yourself out of the water, maybe just sit over there, catch your breath. So resting for me is a crucial piece. And I would talk with you a lot about what resting looks like for you, and how have you done resting, and what has worked for you in the past and what hasn't. You know, I would work with you on coming to the place where resting is a really good thing. Mm. Okay. And in that process, then we would talk about reflection. And reflection is what you were saying before. How did this happen? What's my role in it? Where else have I been betrayed in my past? How do I connect the dots? Reflection is about asking yourself those hard questions. Yeah. And it's not pleasant, you know, it no. really usually is not. And I, you know, I offer then you that space as well as the time. Because, you know, again, American society is about go, 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 hustle, 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 the cook. The quicker is better, more is better, right? And I'm going to say to you, less is more. Pausing, slowing down, and or just stopping is okay. I'm going to encourage you to create the time and the space to ask yourself these questions. And sometimes you're going to ask yourself one or two questions, and then you're going to be exhausted. So then you have to go back to rest. Wow. See, so resting and reflecting go back and forth as we go through. And a piece of this, of course, is talking about what happened to you now. What was your current betrayal? But hopefully my part in going to the resetting is that you connect the dots. You know, that in connecting the dots, you understand yourself a little more and you come a little bit more into alignment with, well, what are the things that are important here for you? So the resetting part is kind of where you are doing the lessons learned. Like, you know, sometimes we get gifts that we don't really like how they come packaged or wrapped or whatever. And so I would start to talk with you about the gifts of the betrayal. Right? Like you were saying before, what do you pull out of this that you can help somebody else? But first, I want you to pull things out that are going to help you, you know, your wisdom here. And man, it's going to hurt many times to be able to draw that wisdom. So the resetting is the part where you are trying to draw. And the first time I tell a client, especially when it's been like some kind of like infidelity or adultery, as you were saying, and I say, well, listen, one day we're going to write this other woman a thank you note. And the first time I say that, most of the time, a client, their eyes go like deer in a headlight, and some very often they're angry. What are you talking about? How can you say that?
Wow.
You destroyed my life, you know, and we get to the place where we understand that it was a painful exit, but it was probably a very important exit. Now, this is not something that happens all in the first session.
Right.
Right.
So I think you would be a millionaire if you could do that.
So true.
You'd be like $20,000 for my session.
For my session.
I promise you'll be healed after.
Exactly.
But I love that because, you know, here's what I find so beautiful about everyone's unique journey and story is that it's never the same, right? Mm-hmm. Someone can heal in 3 months and someone can heal in 3 years. And,
right.
You know, some people live in the past and in regret. And so I love the way that you're describing, like you said, of course, it's not an overnight thing, but it's good because there's almost this like I'm rediscovering myself.
Absolutely.
As you take me on this journey, as you, you know, help me work through this horrible, painful thing that happened, right? I'm also rediscovering who I want to be, where I want to go, and why this could potentially be maybe the best thing that ever happened to me. And I hate to say it that way, but you're also very real in what you're saying, that it's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
It's gonna hurt and it's gonna suck to have to look within.
Mm-hmm.
When all you want to do is blame, point the finger, yell, and you know, it's what it is, right? And mm-hmm. And I'll kind of just share this. I know we're wrapping up. You're super busy, woman. And I do appreciate your time. And I always feel like, oh, you said something else, and I really wanted to talk, but right. So we have to stick to the time. But you know, I was in a toxic marriage for many, many years, and my whole thing was like, let me keep my family together, right? Which is what a lot of women think.
Yes.
And because, you know, especially when you're a product of divorce, you're like, oh, failure, complete failure. This is horrible, right?
Right.
But, you know, I did experience betrayal. And although I knew, you know, because we weren't living together for like a couple years already, although I knew it was done, it's kind of that moment, like you said, where your life is literally telling you, yeah, this exit had to happen. And right. If it didn't happen this way, you would have never exited.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's hard to get to that place where you can recognize that if you wouldn't have had this like huge awakening, you probably would have stayed in something that was toxic and unhealthy and that really wasn't benefiting your kids, even though we think that it yeah. does.
Yeah, that's a whole other conversation, Gilsa.
A whole other conversation. The staying or going.
Yeah.
Do I stay or do I go, and how we go through that process? That's a whole other conversation I'm happy to have with you.
Yeah. You're going to have to come back.
This is great. Yes.
Anything else as we're just wrapping up, anything else on your heart you'd like to share?
Well, I am just excited. I would like to share that I am getting very close to launching a workshop that I'm hoping to do both in person as well as virtually. That's called From Pieces to Peace.
Oh, wow.
Emerging from Betrayal. So, you know, I've been doing some virtual, what I call happy hours, kind of reconnecting, right, with your joy. And I am in the beginning processes of collaborating with an old colleague and friend to do a podcast on on relationships, right? Challenges and celebrations. So I've got a few projects that I'm excited about. And, you know, I don't like to share the excitement on people's pain. On the other hand, I just want people to know that there are resources out there, and that we do not have to suffer in silence or in isolation. That there are resources, and that doing this kind of healing in community is going to strengthen you and really kind of set you on a better and firmer path.
I love that. Do you have a date yet for the workshop?
I'm hoping Q2, Q3.
Okay.
You know, the podcast I'm hoping should launch now in May.
Oh, that's so
that exciting. One is exciting. That one is called Letters to My Therapist. And we're doing it bilingually. So, cartas a mis terapeutas.
Wow.
Hopefully there is a landing page for that. So, you know, letterstomytherapist.com would be great. And we'll see, you know,
cross
your fingers. Hopefully I can be even a little teeny bit as successful as Fearless Mujer.
Well, whatever help you need, I'm down to just any tips, anything at all. Let me know when all your stuff is launching, your workshop, your podcast, so I can just kind of let the community know.
Where can people
find you if they're in Miami and they're like, oh, I need a new therapist?
Well, website is hilsafort.com. So you can always find me there, see how I work. You can book appointments right through my calendar on Instagram. My handle is Tough Love Healer. And in Miami, I'm in Southwest Miami-Dade County. For people who are down here, they know Dadeland Mall. I'm right near Dadeland Mall.
Cool. Well, thank you for your time, everyone. Please go follow Hilsa. I promise you that if you go to her social media even one day, you're going to learn a lot and gain a lot of value. So thank you again for being here. It was so nice.
Thank you, Micaela. As always, be well, stay well.
Yes, thank you. All right, guys, go share this episode with your amiga and have an amazing day. God bless you. Amiga, did this cafecito chat encourage you and uplift you? Hey, girl, if you found value in today's episode, do me a big favor. Share it to your Instagram stories and tag the Fearless Mujer Podcast. You can also share this episode with your amigas and primas by texting them the link. You know what I always say, something powerful happens when we lift each other up. And if you found value in this episode, do me a big favor. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It would mean the world to me, but it would also help me continue to create content that would best support you. All right, amiga, God bless.